intimidated by her, she growled in frustration. Too many Christians have a messed up notion that serving the Lord is only about working in the church, as if God is a localized deity who lives in the church parking lot. That's not true. God loves his church, and we need to partner with him to see the church's ministries resourced. But most of all, he is building his kingdom. God's out there in the big bad world, Helen, and he's doing his stuff and wants us to get involved. When we care, serve, listen, help out, or surprise people with kindness, the equivalent of the biblical cup of cold water given in Jesus' name, then the kingdom is built and extended.
Evangelism is important, Helen, Robert chimed in, but not everything that we do has to be overly evangelistic. You don't have to have a sermon, tracts, and Christian music in order to make something that honours and pleases God. In fact, all of that might be thoroughly off-putting and not the purpose of the club at all.
I could definitely see tracts and sermonising as off-putting to the kids I work with.
The point is, you know the kind of work you need to do for those kids, Helen. When outsiders see life being lived God's way, where people on the margins suddenly matter, where those who have been stereotyped suddenly find a welcome, and where conversation and community can take place, then God is pleased. Go for it, Helen. We're totally with you.
Robert then said that he was going to have a word with Mr. and Mrs. Hemming. Apparently, Mr. Hemming had been in the meeting when my resignation from small group leadership was announced, and he'd sported a face like thunder and then refused to sign the card. Now, with his wife joining in the mad trend to not provide a signature, things had gone way too far. And, of course, there's a certain irony about their being so uptight about this, namely that they left our small group and don't attend one at all these days. Mrs. Hemming is apparently of the opinion that they are too mature for the kind of trivial sharing that goes on in fellowship groups, which is complete piffle.
Anyway, Robert concluded, it's time for the Hemmings to know that this behaviour has to stop. I'll stop by and have a chat with them.
Nola smiled. I'd be happy to stop by as well, with an incendiary device. After too many cups of coffee with Robert and Nola, I decided to pop over to my parents' place to tell them about Mrs. Hemmings's poison pen letter. Robert and Nola are marvellous, but sometimes I just need to hear my dad's perspective too. He's my biggest fan, and even if he only says what I already know, there's something about the way he says it that always makes me feel better. Mum was out for a girly night at the movies with her friend Babs.